You know, Jesus came and made a narrow way for us.
Yes.
And Jesus came and showed us who God was and shed his blood and rose again, right?
Yes.
That's the gospel. That's the good news. And then he asked his people to repent and conform themselves to following him.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, you become born again.
Yes.
You get the new birth.
Yes.
And then the fruit that you're born of God is kind of like when you get married to a wife. You're faithful.
Mm-hmm.
You protect her.
Yes.
The fruit that we're born of God is we're faithful to God.
Yes.
We keep his word. We keep his ways.
Yes.
We come out of the enemy's kingdom, which is the world,
right.
And we follow God's kingdom, and then we endure in all of that, walking in his kingdom. One day we die, or when he returns, we're going to be with him. Here's the problem. The church systems, they follow a bunch of man-made traditions. They've allowed the world like this. Do you see that?
No,
sports, politics, entertainment, cultural dress and fashion. The church has taken on a bunch of false traditions that Jesus warned will cost you your soul because you worship God in vain. So if you want to be a true disciple of Christ, you got to read the New Testament and see how they lived and how they walked. Paul says in Romans 12, don't conform to the world. Why does the religious systems, all of them, why are they conformed to the world? Could it be to fill up buildings? Could it be they've watered the gospel down to please people and not please God?
Well, that's the goal.
Jesus said the path is very narrow and few are going to find it. Why have they opened up the gates so that there's millions and millions of followers of all these places, but Jesus says few there'll be?
No, that's interesting. No,
can I ask what body do you go to?
Well, we're not attending the church right now. We do. We live in Michigan half a year here, and we're going to find a church here. But
you're not going to find a biblical one. Can I tell you?
Oh, I don't mind you saying that. But
you're not gonna.
When I was very quickly, when I was a boy, I went to church. I don't mind saying it because I don't offend any. I have any Christian or Catholic church.
Oh, yeah.
But as I was growing, due to our family situation, I quit going to church at a young age. I was at Giphy,
mm-hmm.
and which is good, I guess. But I had no interest in religion. But my someone must have been praying for me, because as time went on, after I just graduated high school, I had a real deep quest to know how can we know who God is.
Yeah.
And I there was at that time Hare Krishna, there was Buddhism, of course. But I, as a honest person, I said, I don't know at that time. I didn't know. I'm only a young person.
Right, you got to prove things out.
But I want to find the truth if I can find it.
Yeah.
So my brother, 2 years younger than me, was with his friends who were all hippies, you know. We didn't get into hard drugs, thankfully, but that was all around us. But he said one night, he knew I was reading a book on religions of the world, because I just started having an interest. So he come home one day and he goes, I never said anything. He goes, I was at my friend's, he goes, there was a Catholic book set, and there was a light showed me one book, and it was called The Life of Jesus Christ. So I said, I'll read it, because I'm honest. I'm going to believe. If I find the truth, I can. And my heart felt so peace by reading about Jesus. Didn't have anything about Catholicism.
Good. Because, can I just say, the Roman Catholic Church is an absolute false, man-made, pagan way. Mary does not hear your prayers. It's a big business. There's no popes in the Bible. It's a satanic deception.
The Bible says she's blessed among women, not above
women. They got. We just preached at St. Augustine.
Yeah.
And in the church, they have a picture of her up there like this, and they call her the Queen
preacher?
Of the Universe. Oh, yeah, I'm a street preacher.
Yeah.
So is my brother.
Oh, and you're his actual brother?
Or spiritual brother.
Spiritual brother in the Lord.
Yep. Yep.
He could be, he's young enough to be my son, but he's a brother in the Lord.
No, I mean, if it was, it was his my sister-in-law and my sister-in-law. My wife sitting there, they had a big gap between them and their parents. So they're sisters, but they're 10 years apart or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyways, so when I read this book, I felt at peace, because I like smoking marijuana. And when it made me feel very good. But when I read this book about Jesus, I felt better. And I felt such peace, better than this. So anyways, I didn't know anything.
This is when you were a teenager.
I was about 18.
How old are you today?
70.
70, okay.
Yeah. So then the next weekend, my friends were running around, and I thought, I don't even know if this is true. All I read was this book, The Life of Jesus. And they never, anyways, so the following, that following week.
Can I ask you, who was the author of that book? Was it Lonnie Frisbee?
No, I know who he is.
Okay.
But Lonnie.
Did you come out of the Jesus movement?
Well, in a sense, but here's what it was.
He was a practicing homosexual.
I know.
That whole Calvary Chapel movement is a corrupt movement, not of God.
Well, when
they mixed, you know what they did? They took the contemporary Christian, they created the contemporary Christian music scene where everybody's love and music, and they forgot doctrine and truth and holiness. Yeah.
Well, this had absolutely nothing to do with Lonnie Frisbee,
okay,
as far as I know. So it's just like probably from the Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
But the following weekend, I thought, man, you know, like, I didn't go out with my friends, and still, I mean, I'm 18 years old learning. And I thought, what if I, all I know is I read about Jesus, and it made me feel good. But that's all I know. So I thought, in my young mind, what if this isn't true? Maybe it's just I'm feeling it. So I'm questing, you know, and the Bible says to test, prove.
Test all things, amen.
Yeah. And so when the following weekend, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking like, yeah, I don't know. So my brother comes home again, never did anything like this in his life, and never since. He comes home and he found a little booklet on the mall floor, and he says, I found this in here, and it called Jesus, you know, which we talk about.
Jesus what?
The intellectual, meaning how Helen Keller could know who God was, but she didn't have the cognitive senses, but she could know him in her heart. And it said to the back of the book, I never heard this. You can ask Christ into your heart as your Savior. I never heard this, so I did that day. And I thought I was the only Christian in the world. I knew people went to church.
Do you think you were born again then?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Did it cause you to repent and change any of your ways in your life?
Immediately. My dad, who drank, he would get very angry. And my brother was 2 years older. He used to fight with my brother more. It was a tough time. My dad was in the Marines. I don't make no excuses, but my brother went to the Marines. I was next in line, 2 years younger. My dad, I didn't even come home sometimes. All of a sudden, I loved my dad so much, I had to pinch myself. I wanted to do anything I could for him. That's a whole true story. He became born again.
So I have a question. So that's like 50 some years ago.
Yeah.
So if you were born again, did you go into the scriptures to study the scriptures?
Did you
go to church for 50 years?
Yeah, but what it was back
then. Did you go back to the Catholic Church?
No.
What church did you go to?
Well, I went to the Catholic Church and I talked to the priest, and he told me there's just stories in the Bible. I thought,
oh,
this is
don't
real.
Believe them. They're a bunch of liars.
This is real, bro.
So what did you do for the next 50 years?
I attended different churches, but my heart, when I was born again, my heart, it must have been like something the Lord put in. I just love to share the gospel and see people accept Christ as their Savior. So for 50 years, I worked. Lived like your normal life, but all, like, even in the construction site I was in, I was down there and I was sitting in a truck and they were all on the scaffold working. And for instance, and so I said, he goes, come on, Dave, I go back, it's time to go back. They go, I know you're in there reading your Bible, come on up. So
you had a heart to tell people what you knew,
kind of
like Apollos. He knew the baptism of John, he wanted to tell everybody.
I just enjoyed living and sharing, you know, that this life of Christ. I don't have my phone. I would show you when I retire. I always like to draw pictures. If you guys come in here regularly, I've seen you before. You guys come in?
We've been here occasionally,
I should get your number and say I got pictures that I've drawn.
You got our gospel card.
Yeah.
On there is our website.
Okay.
And our email's on there.
Okay.
You email me, and I'll send you my cell phone. My name is Tupos.
Tupos? Is that a name given later?
My wife, we all took different names when we became born again. I used to be James, and I was a worldly, carnal, wicked man. And my wife gave me the name Tupos because in the Greek it means an example. So I try to be an example. And this is Brother Kuo.
Yeah, Kuo. Yep.
What does Kuo mean?
Akuo, A-K-O-U-O, and it means to hear in the Greek. So I heard the gospel.
He used to be Colin.
Yeah, I used to be Colin.
And he heard the gospel, and he dropped his nets, left his family, left his career, and followed Christ.
Dropped his what?
Dropped his nets, like in the Bible.
But that's awesome. And how old are you?
26.
I'm 61.
Yeah.
So, but let me encourage you, if you really are of the Lord, you will not look at church buildings. You're not going to find a biblical church. I promise you, I've been doing this for years. What should you do? You should study the scriptures, and you should seek the kingdom of God. And how you do that is by obeying Christ in all of your ways. And that's why he talks about, you know, if it comes from your heart, it's going to pour into everything. How you talk, how you act, how you spend your money, who you associate with. If you go and associate with the Catholics, you're in sin. If you go associate with the Baptists, you're in sin. They keep sin. They keep a bunch of false ways. You must come out of the culture to conform your life and get your house in full order. That's how you worship God. You know you don't worship God in a building on Sunday.
Of course.
You worship God how you live every day.
I just listened to a message today. You can't go by your feelings. We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. So we walk by faith. So you're, and then in Peter, where it talks, make your election and calling sure, and then you won't stumble. Meaning, know that you're born again as a truth.
Right.
That's true. And then there's a lot of different variables throughout Christendom about once saved, always saved.
No, that's a lie.
Yeah.
You don't believe that, do you?
Well,
that's an absolute lie.
You know, if I, speaking with you right here, and I should say it with great respect, it's not really fair to the subject to discuss it real quick like this, because I'm not saying where I believe, but subjects of this important nature, just because it takes time to express the Bible verses, and you have to do it kindly.
What I would encourage you is, I've studied this out, I've got many articles on my website, on the teaching blog, that totally exposes once saved, always saved. Are you married?
Yeah.
Is that a covenant?
Of course, yeah.
You have to continue in it?
Of course.
Can you ruin it and walk away from it?
Yes. Here's the thing, though. This is a good question.
God's always been a conditional God, unconditional.
You're assuming that I believe once saved, always saved.
No, I didn't say you did. But I'm just, you said you don't know what you believe.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not stating, because right now I think I don't think it's fair to the subject and to the honesty and truth in Christ.
Well, I can speak it quickly because I've studied it, and I know you could tie me to a tree and burn me alive, and I'm going to be preaching against it.
I understand.
But, and so here's the thing. Ready? What did our master say? How do we know a man's fruit? By his words or by what? By his fruit, right? Do we know? So what I would say is, you're here talking to us. Why?
Well, because I love.
What drew you to us?
Well, a love of people.
Well, wait.
That's a secondary to me.
But I don't see you talking to anybody else. You were drawn to us because you said, what's up with that? So guess what? This is our fruit.
But why I feel free to
of being
this?
Holy. Yeah. You know what holy means?
Holy, yes, separate.
So do you think you and your house are holy?
I
would say you need some work.
And why do you say that?
Well, because you haven't, you noticed we're different. You haven't.
If I dressed like that, I would be.
Yeah,
holy.
You haven't come out of the.
Oh, did someone have onions?
No, I didn't have onions. Nope.
Sorry. because you haven't come out of the culture in that area. Is that your wife right there, the white hair?
No, that's my sister.
Oh, so the other lady's your wife?
Yeah.
So the Bible, if you saw my wife, the Bible teaches women to cover their heads. The Bible's always taught that.
I think, were you here
1 Corinthians
day?
11. Yeah, the other day.
Oh, there was a lady in here that was slender?
Yeah, there's probably our brother and sister and then my wife.
Yeah.
But the Bible teaches women to cover their heads. And this isn't outward legalism. This is obedience. And if you don't obey God, I have a question. If you don't obey God, can you enter into the kingdom?
Here's a question for you.
Wait, can you answer that?
Well,
can a practicing homosexual enter the kingdom of God?
You know, this is a thing. Now, you're putting me on the spot and comparing me with a homosexual. Like,
sin.
Yeah.
Could a liar enter the kingdom of God?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question. Does that mean every Christian who ever lies and ever goes to jail?
They have to repent and turn from that lie and be cleansed of it. If they continue in it willfully, Hebrews 10 says there's no sacrifice for willful sin. Would your wife forgive you if you kept committing adultery on and on and on and didn't stop?
But see,
why not?
Well, because it's wrong and it's not faithful.
So everything we're doing that's wrong is not faithful to God.
No, I really like, you know, I'll conclude something with a overall statement. It's very nice to talk with you, and I love to talk about the Bible, but and I really appreciate you letting me know like where you were, but I hope it doesn't be argumentative, because you know it says to walk in peace as much as lieth in you, be at peace with all men.
Right.
So I don't mean it to be any argumentative.
Right, but I have a question. Doesn't the Bible say God is love? So aren't we supposed to love you?
That's what John 4, yeah.
Aren't we supposed to love you?
I don't know where you're leading. Biblically, yes.
Yes, okay. So if I see you in sin, and I don't tell you about your sin, and you go off and you perish because of that sin, have I really loved you and been at peace with you?
Well, it depends how you say it. You know what I mean?
I'm just challenging you, but I would encourage you to go deeper. If you've been a Christian for 50 years, and you've never studied how you should dress your temple, that women should cover their heads, that you should come out of the culture. Okay, you're wearing a Reebok shirt.
Right.
In love. Is this the temple of God?
Yeah.
Do we throw things like of the world over the temple of God?
Yeah, but then too, like your cloth is made by human beings.
God tells me to cover myself with material. He doesn't tell me to put worldly logos on it.
And it says not to. See, I feel like right
that's
now,
like adornment.
I'm going to just say something very polite because I love you guys. I have nothing to, I love people, you know what I mean?
And when you say this, remember, you walked up to us.
Yeah, I know, okay. I know. So I'm apologizing if I started to get you upset.
We love to talk about this. This is what we do. You're welcome to sit down and talk for hours. Yeah. This is what we do.
Well, listen, I'm going to run, but nice to talk with you, really. And I appreciate you sharing to me, and I hope I didn't.
Can I encourage you? Go deeper in your Christian faith.
Okay.
Repent of what you know is sinful, because if you don't, there's no covering for Christ. If you're worldly, James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God. 1 John 2:15 says if we love the things of the world, the love of God's not in us. If that Holy Spirit you have, whatever spirit you have, is not bringing you to all truth, it's not the Holy Spirit.
Could I ask you a question too? This is kind, and this is no interrogative.
I'm a street preacher. You want to see how thick my skin is? Yeah.
But you know, I want you to know my heart, because you might have a thick skin, but I want you to know I have a responsibility to express myself the way I want to come across, and mine is very polite. And this is for learning for me, nothing to try to catch you with anything. This is very sincere and open and honest. How many do you think people will make it to heaven, say Christ returns soon, or out of the population, what do you think the percentage very general would be that people are going to make it to heaven?
Hey brother, you want to answer that from our Savior's words in mine? Few, Matthew 7?
Few are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and that word in Greek, it means puny, a puny few.
And give them some examples from the Old Testament of numbers.
Oh.
Well, I can't take the time for that.
Yeah, no, hold on real quick.
If you can do it so quick, because I bet.
Noah in his ark.
Yes, few.
It's like eight people.
Right.
Out of the hundreds of thousands, millions, Lot, yep.
And three out of Sodom and Gomorrah, out of tens of thousands.
Those who came out of the desert into the Holy Land after God ran them around in circles in the desert for 40 years. Two came into the Holy Land out of 600,000.
600,000. So the answer is a puny few American Christians are going to make the kingdom of God, and a puny few around the world. And you have to ask yourself, why will you be one of them unless be fruit that you know God, you're obeying Him and all your ways and your house is in order?
Tell me your name and
Tupos.
Tupos, okay. Tupos, a pleasure to talk with you.
You can email us.
Okay. And
Akul.
Our website is full of resources. Remember, nice and being at peace is good, but if you're nice and at peace and outside of the truth, you're still going to perish.
I see. Thank you. Well, listen, thank you for talking with me, because I'm the one who approached you, as you said.
Yeah,
because
we love to talk about it.
I love people and I have an interest. But I don't mean to offend you or get on your nerves.
Not offending us. If we love God, we keep all of His commandments. Last thing, the rich young ruler said to the Lord, how can I inherit eternal life? And the rich young ruler had obeyed the law, and Jesus had obeyed the law, and he said, I have. And what did Jesus say before that? One thing you lack. One thing you lack is going to put you out of the kingdom of God. Adam and Eve got thrown out of the garden for how many sins? One sin. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 were killed before God after Jesus rose again over how many sins? One sin. One lie. What one thing is going to keep you out of the kingdom, sir?
Was that your vehicle out there?
That's our van, yeah. I usually have gospel signs on it.
Yeah. I think I've seen you in St. Augustine before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're there quite a bit, huh?
No, we just travel through. Every year we're traveling, and we come to Florida to preach all over. Then we go north.
Where are you from originally?
Midwest. We preach all over.
No.
Wisconsin, Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm from Michigan. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Born and raised in Michigan. You're from there as well?
Wisconsin.
Yeah. We sold everything we own. We sold everything we own. We fund ourselves. I'm retired. He still works and labors. But we fund ourselves to travel and preach. we're nothing like the church systems. You're not going to find a biblical church. You must repent. Here's the thing. America is the Titanic. When the Titanic was sinking, a lot of people in fear, do you know what they did? Clung to the mast. What happened to them? They went down with it. Other people jumped in the water but stayed close to the ship. What happened to them? They got sucked down with it. The people that survived, you know what they did? They got in life rafts and got far away from it. Get far away from the American culture and the church systems, and God will spare you when the wrath comes. If you're close to the culture, you're close to the church systems, you're going to be judged with it and sent away from the kingdom.
Listen, I'm running through because of time frame, as I go back, but listen, I really appreciate that.
You can email us.
Yeah. And
we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for taking time because, like, again, I'm the one that came up.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, and inquire, and so thank you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to. Okay.
Repent of what you lack.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. You guys have a good day. Okay.